strike at Iran's nuclear facilities, but they don't necessarily have the logistical means to do so.
Israel and Iran launched new waves of missile attacks at each other overnight. An Afghan national who helped the U.S. during the war in Afghanistan is now in ICE custody. CBS News investigative producer Madeline May says that's despite the fact he has a pending special immigrant visa case because of that work.
Saeed Nasir does not have any criminal history. He doesn't have any criminal history here in the United States, and he doesn't have any criminal history in Afghanistan. Basically, the government is using an administrative loophole to cut short his case and detain him and try to prevent him from having an asylum hearing.
Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarlane reports the scope of downsizing that department is coming into focus.
A CBS News review of budget documents here at the U.S. Department of Justice headquarters shows the agency has been gutted in the opening months of the second Trump administration, losing at least 4,000 employees, 4% of the workforce. Some were fired, some retired. Many took that fork in the road resignation offer from Elon Musk before their programs were cut or their jobs were cut.
Scott tells us another 1,500 jobs are expected to go, including 700 FBI agent positions. There was excitement on ice last night as the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions again.
The Panthers iced the Oilers in Game 6 5-1 to win the series 4-2.
Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
The call courtesy of the Panthers radio network. Sam Reinhart scored 4 goals. Sergei Bobrovsky turned aside 28 shots, and Sam Bennett was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of the postseason after leading all players with 15 goals. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Luka Krasanik was 12 years old when doctors in Switzerland amputated his hands because of a major infection. He recently underwent a double hand transplant at Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
It is still a miracle today to have two hands, basically, because I did not have that for almost 17 years.
6 months after surgery, he says he's able to use his new hands more and more. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Jim Krasula has found a city near Los Angeles that has a peacock problem.
You could say the city of Rancho Palos Verde outside Los Angeles has gone to the birds. Peacocks, actually. Some say the peacocks are a nuisance. Others, including Aaron Conforti, strongly disagree.
They're gentle. They bring such a vibrant energy into our neighborhood. I really feel that they're like my best neighbors.
City leaders have a plan to relocate the birds, but that won't happen until the fall because it's currently peacock mating season. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
New FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry says the FDA will begin offering faster reviews to new medicines. He says they will offer special vouchers to drug makers who are aligned with Trump administration priorities. The FDA already has a variety of programs designed to speed up drug reviews, but they all have fairly strict medical criteria. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city. My imagination.
somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Still ahead.
morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Don't be slow. I'm a no-no. I'm a no-no. And all the fun we had. For is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Your hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to
we'll
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Baby. must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
And you, of tender years, I know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
silver leaves as we walked by, soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. And
gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The sky over Tel Aviv filled with Israeli rockets tracking incoming Iranian missiles. At the same time, Israeli Air Force fighter jets carried out airstrikes in Iran's capital, according to the Israeli military. The continuing danger caused the State Department closing of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem and consular sections there and in Tel Aviv through Friday, leaving some Americans stranded.
In a travel alert, the department said it was, quote, always planning for contingencies to help American citizens depart from areas of crisis, but that it had no announcements about such plans. The State Department spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce, declined on Tuesday to tell reporters if charter or military flights would be made available to private citizens who are hoping to leave Israel or neighboring countries. Olivia Gazis, CBS News, Washington.
Multiple sources tell CBS News President Trump is considering having the U.S. military actively join Israel's effort to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities. The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady after today's key policy meeting. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady explains.
They feel that tariffs and this changing trade policy environment that we find ourselves in is too much when it comes to inflation and what kind of impact we could see over the next few months.
The U.S. labor market is holding steady, but recent college graduates are struggling to find jobs.